Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. Julie Geiser is my guest this morning with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, or as I refer to her, MOG, M-O-G, Madam Outdoor Goddess. We get a lot of fun out of that.
We do get a lot of fun out of that.
And when she'll be here, we'll be talking about some things that kind of end-of-the-year stuff with the Game and Parks. We'll cover a little bit about what we're going to see in next year, and then got some pretty cool things happening right now. Let's start with the bird count thing, the Christmas
right.
bird count.
Christmas bird count is actually going on today. What it is groups like the one here in North Platte. It's the Tout Bird Club. We host one of these every year here in North Platte, and there's several other places in Nebraska that host these: Holdridge, Wildcat Hills, Lincoln, some of our state parks. But it's actually pretty important because we try to get a count of how many birds and what species of birds are here
right.
in December. And then all of the outcome goes into a database. And this is actually done worldwide.
Right.
So
and I
it's
think it's Cornell
huge.
University
yep.
that the organizer or whatever you call it.
Right.
They have one of the best ornithology departments in the world.
Yep. And that's what it's for, is to keep track of the bird counts, how many birds are where. Because, you know, last year with the freaky winter storms, we had a lot of birds. And it's actually been pretty tough this year trying to find birds. So we'll see what happens. I don't know.
And this is more focused on non-game species than
right.
the game species. You know,
we still count the you know, the waterfowl.
Right.
But yes, it's definitely focused on, you know, the songbird types. We have had common. Let me see. Borrow's goldeneye, which is kind of rare for this area. We've had a couple long-tailed ducks that are pretty uncommon for this area. We've had some pine warblers, which are kind of uncommon. So we're hoping they're all still here today for our count. So.
Years ago, and it was due to some storms off the Pacific, but I was up in the sand hills and I saw a harlequin duck.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, and that is... You know, they're specifically upper West Coast type ducks, but
right. You just never know what we're going to get.
As far as non-game birds, do you have any favorites?
You know, I'm really partial to cedar waxwings, and they're not an uncommon species, but to me, they're just a beautiful and unique bird. I don't know. I just love them.
I maybe have two. Goldfinches.
Oh, yeah.
They're just pretty and, you know, they bounce around.
Especially in the spring when they're yep. in their mating season. Yep.
And then there's been a couple times since I've lived here that I've been out in the yard and I've heard loons.
Yeah.
Out on Lake Maloney.
Lake Maloney, yep.
And that loons are cool. Cool bird from just black and white color. They're
right?
cool bird.
They are cool. And they're just so sleek. And I don't know. There's just something kind of calming about them.
When the boys were young, we had gone up to Minnesota. We were on the Red Wing Lakes and staying up there in a cabin, just, you know, a family trip, nature trip. And I was fishing and the boys were just kind of, you know, how they do, play around in the boat. And a loon came up and is looking at us. And
wow.
It's 10 feet away. So I told the boys, I said, now watch this. I said, when they go underwater, they fly just like in the air. And I pulled a minnow out of the bucket and squeezed it and stunned it, showed it to the loon and pitched it on the other side of the boat. And he dove down under the boat, came up, got
that. Oh, how cool is that?
So as you can imagine, within the next 10 minutes, I lost all my bait.
The day of fishing was over until you got more.
They were throwing fish to the loons.
Right.
But those are good family memories.
Heck yeah, that's a cool thing to lose your minnows for.
Yeah, that's, you know, I can get more minnows.
Absolutely.
What yep. else we got on your items to discuss?
Well, this Saturday at Johnson. Yeah, which is tomorrow at Johnson Lake is a cold moon, warm fire stargazing. It'll be from 6 to 9 p.m. We're gonna have.
It's gonna be cold tomorrow.
It's gonna be cold. It's gonna be so. If you like the cold weather and you like to stargaze, yeah. We'll have some telescopes set up. And if you want to bring your own equipment, you're more than welcome. We'll be at the A1 group campsite from 6 to 9. We'll have bonfire, some s'mores, and lots of stargazing.
Everything's good in there for me except the s'mores. I never got into those.
Now, you know, we use...
You know the best thing to do about marshmallows? You know, you roast them on the right. fire, and then they catch on fire.
Yeah.
And then you take it and bend back the stick and fling it, man. It's like... it's this flaming orb through the air.
That reminds me of the Dennis the Menace movie where he is roasting the marshmallows. Yeah.
Fire Marshal Mike McConnell just fell out of his chair hearing that one go.
No, don't do that. I like to take chocolate chip cookies and roast my marshmallow and put that mallow between two chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
It's pretty good. You got to be creative.
To each their own.
Right?
Like I said, I just never got into it. So,
so that's one of the events that our park is putting on up there. And we've got events going on all along.
You'd have to have a park sticker to get in.
You'd have to have a park sticker.
No other cost, right?
Nope. No other cost.
Very good.
And then,
it should be a clear night tomorrow.
Yeah.
So seeing stars and stuff would be very cool.
Yep.
Are we due to see the Aurora Borealis again anytime?
You know, I haven't looked lately.
I've seen them twice since I moved here.
Have you?
Just standing in my driveway and looking up to the north. But they were just basically red. Didn't have a lot of the other colors.
The green and blue and yellow.
That's still cool to see.
Oh, yeah.
That's in Nebraska looking at the Aurora Borealis.
Right. Absolutely. So. And another thing our parks are putting on is called our first day hikes.
Yes, I've seen some news releases on that.
Yeah.
Heard you guys talking about that. Go ahead.
We started doing those, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Just as a way to get people out and about to enjoy the state parks. Sometimes it's a little cold to be on the first day hikes, but you know, if you dress...
Oh, wusses.
I know. If you dress for the weather...
If you're going to be an outdoors person in Nebraska...
Once you get to hiking, you'll warm up. And these are, statewide. It's just a great way to get people out to the parks and enjoy... the scenery and the nature during the winter months. Everybody loves the spring and summer and fall. But to me, winter's just so uniquely different and crisp, and I don't know. I just love hiking this time of year. Yeah, yeah.
And I love taking people new to the outdoor, be it kids or whatever, taking them out and then finding animal tracks and start working it through the snow
right.
and reading the... what happened, and
yep.
There's been a couple times where, you know, you can see where this critter was walking along and some bigger critter got it.
Right.
That's
what's really cool is when you see those wing tips in the snow where
right.
a hawk or an owl came down and captured something.
Right.
And you see these wing tips imprinted in the snow, and it's like, oh my gosh.
They're very geometrically shaped.
Yes.
On the ground. It's like, I've got several pictures like that where
yep.
you see it. That is cool to watch.
I love finding those. But you just never know what you might see, from raccoons to possum tracks, deer, turkey. You just never know.
That's a fun thing to do. Late season small game hunting is one of the things I will take people out on.
Right.
Because for the same reason, you get to see the track, it's... Things like rabbits and squirrels in this part of the state are, I think, an extremely underutilized resource.
Absolutely.
Rabbits we have more of. Squirrels are sometimes tough because squirrels tend to be in town where you can't
right.
find them. We don't have a lot of squirrels out in the wild.
Right, yep. Well, we don't have
the deciduous trees.
Yeah, the trees are just not there. They're mostly in town, so...
Years ago, I had... Marlin was going to send me one of their rifles. It was what they call the 880SQ. And it's actually their Olympic biathlon rifle, just in a sporter stock.
Oh, cool.
And the SQ stood for squirrels. And the guy was going on and on and on like that. And I said, man, I said, that, you know, that's cool. But I said, we don't have a lot of squirrels out
right
here. I said, but send me something that can tag a prairie dog at 150, 160 yards.
We're in.
I can get you a market. And they did. And that rifle didn't go home. It's I have to show you that one.
Oh, though, yeah. You know, and I've noticed more prairie dog towns around.
There's a big one over by Overton.
Right along the interstate.
Yeah, right along the interstate. So.
And they are right along the interstate.
They're going to, Department of Roads is going to have to do something about that. They'll be undercutting the interstate.
Right.
So,
yep.
I hear music in the background, which is Tristan's subtle way of telling me to shut up. So we have a commercial, so we'll be right back after these messages. Okay, so what else we got to cover?
Jansen Chrysler Jeep Dodge now at their new location just north of the interstate between the exit. Or see their inventory at JansenChryslerJeepDodge.com. That's JansenChryslerJeepDodge.com. Earning your trust one customer at a time.
7 dealerships, market for you.
Calling all hunters, young and old, novice or pro. The Minnow Bucket of North Platte has all the specialty hunting items you want and need this fall, including rifle and archery, arrows and ammo, scent killer, drags and decoys. Don't forget scopes and rangefinders. Ask TJ about custom reloading, scope mounting, and rifle sighting. Coming soon, two-week European mount turnaround times. Wow! Buy from a professional and find it all under one roof. Stop by the Minnow Bucket, 1013 South Jeffers in North Platte. Then go hunt.
The Village Market in Maywood reminds listeners that we owe a huge debt of gratitude to our troops. Small gifts from home can raise morale and make their job a little easier. If you're not sure what to send, just call your local veterans organization. This message is from Gene Eisenhower at the Village Market on North Commercial Street in Maywood. Proud to support the men and women who serve our community and our country. Wishing you and your family a very safe, happy, healthy holiday season.
A tradition of looking out for you, here for everything you do, wherever life takes you, we got you covered.
This is Marcy from Heinz & Insurance. Whatever your insurance needs are, no matter what your life situation is, we've got you covered. The best coverage at the lowest possible rates. We've built our reputation on it. Heinz & Insurance in the Big White House on the corner of 4th and Willow.
Mow like a pro with Hustler Turf Zero Turn Mowers. They engineer their mowers to be maintenance and service friendly for the everyday homeowner, while not sacrificing the build and cut quality they're known for. From the heavy-duty frame to the welded steel deck to their trademark smooth track steering, Hustler Zero Turn Mowers deliver professional-grade cut quality for a perfect manicured lawn. Come into Mike's Motorcycle to see the Hustler difference for yourself today. Mike's Motorcycle and ATV Repair, 2220 Prospect Lane, North Platte.
Warmest thoughts and best wishes for a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. May peace, love, and prosperity follow you always. DJ Automotive and Transmission on Rodeo Road, North Platte, wishes you and your family a safe and happy holiday season.
Here's your forecast on News Talk 1240 AM and 106.1 FM. Sunny today and a high nearing 45. Southwest winds between 5 and 20 miles per hour and gusting as high as 30. Staying fairly clear overnight tonight with a low around 8. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Clear skies and sunshine on Saturday with a high nearing 33. Weather is brought to you by North Platte Airport with daily jet service to Denver and beyond. Book at united.com.
Back to the KODY studio for the Outdoor Connection, brought to you by TJ and the crew from the Minnow Bucket at 1013 South Jeffers in North Platte. Here's Rick Windham.
Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Julie Geiser this morning. I said lots of stuff to cover, but we mentioned the first day walks. Where are they going to occur?
Well, right here in good old North Platte, Nebraska, we will be having one with Megan Mannery, who you knew last week. She'll be at Buffalo Bill Ranch doing one of the hikes from 1 to 2:30. We'll start at the Duck Pond right behind the mansion, and she'll take people on a hike and look for tracks and all sorts of citizen science things, then head over to the bison and take a look at the bison and talk a little bit of about them and look at their horn structure and hair and hooves and all sorts of cool stuff.
Bison are just cool animals.
They are.
And to be able to survive the way they have over the millennia.
Yeah.
They had to be tough.
They had to be tough. You're absolutely right.
So we got one at Buffalo Bill Ranch. Where are the others?
Red Willow State Rec Area is going to have one from 1:30 to 3:30. And the cool thing about Red Willow, they had a group of volunteers from McCook come up and actually make a hike bike trail. Let me tell you what, you want to see some pretty scenery and do a little, you know, it's not backcountry, but it's cool with all those bluffs and cliffs.
There's
and,
some rugged ground around there, though.
Oh, gosh. I went on it a couple years ago and just walked it, and there was a group of bikers on there biking it, and it's just fantastic. I don't know as if it's completed yet, but if you want to go on a nice little hike, Red Willow's got a fantastic
that's a cool
trail.
Area. I like going down there. I sent a note to Eric Riggins, the superintendent down there, and asked him about next spring. I want to do a very primitive camp turkey hunt. And I said, you got anything you can do? And I got a Google Earth shot. He nailed it for me.
Man. Oh, yeah.
I got to go down and get eyes on it right now. But from Google Earth, it looks like it's a definite. We'll be down there.
It's a very unique camping area, just a very unique place. We've got a lot of unique places in the state if people just venture out to see them.
Matter of fact, I got a news release last night. There is one of the shows on cable about RVing.
Right. Nebraska's going to be in.
We'll feature that.
Yeah.
And several of the parks in Nebraska, which is, well, you know, needs to be.
Yeah. Yep. Well, people drive through the state and they just drive through I-80 and they don't take any time to see what all the state has to offer.
That's a tough one to deal with because you get people that come through and they say, man, it ain't nothing but corn and flat out there in Nebraska. And
yep.
Part of you goes, no, you're not seeing it all. And the other part is, yeah, keep thinking
yep,
that.
We
don't want any more people here.
We'll just keep all this to ourselves.
Uh-huh.
But they're really missing out because we do have a lot of really cool areas.
Okay. Buffalo Bill, Red Willow, where else?
Johnson Lake. They have the Larry Roper Trail, and it goes all the way around the lake. And that's all
good trail.
Yeah, that's all concrete, and that's an easy walk and an easy bike, which is totally opposite of what Red Willow has. It's very primitive. Then Lake Ogallala. Oh, Johnson Lakes will be from 10 to 1. Then Lake Ogallala is going to have one from 1 to 3. And, of course, that'll be Mountain Standard Time. And that'll meet at the trailhead of the hike bike trail at the campground there at Lake Ogallala.
Okay.
Mormon Island and Grand Island's having hikes all day. Fort Kearney's having hikes all day. So if you want more information, head to the Game and Parks webpage, outdoornebraska.gov, and click on the calendar, and you'll see all the cool things that we have going on statewide.
Have you heard from Mormon Island and Kearney in particular, did they suffer any damage with the big windstorm?
You know, I'm not sure. I have not heard.
Kearney got one of the hardest hit places in the state.
So. Yep, yep.
They had the wind, and that was followed by torrential rains. And then they had one of the Habib-type dust storms that came through.
Crazy.
So everything that was wet was now covered with slimy dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
They had a strange weather day.
It was really strange. And what a lot of people don't realize, too, is a lot of those trees that are planted at Fort Kearney were trees that have been there for
100 years.
Yeah. Since the fort was there,
they were planted back, you know, like during the Indian War type things.
Yes.
Yeah, that was all.
Yep. I just hate to see... You know, those trees with such historical value just be shredded, but,
right.
You know, it happens. But
okay, one of the things that people always want to know is what's my park permits and stuff going to cost next year?
Right, and since it's the end of the year, people do need to be reminded that you're going to have to get new park permits, new hunting, fishing licenses.
General hunting, fishing, park permits, they all die at midnight, December 31st.
Exactly. And actually, for residents, nothing has changed. For next year, which is a really good thing. So your annual park permit is still going to be the $30. The duplicate will be $15, and a daily, if you just want to go spend the day at a park, is $6. You know, I think I had it tallied once. It's like $2.58 a month to have an annual park permit.
It's cheap entertainment.
I mean, you can go anywhere in the state of Nebraska
entertainment.
And get into a park.
My only objection is the fact that you get one duplicate at $15, and I got four vehicles.
Exactly. So, me too.
So I need to buy, you know, the whole thing again.
Yep, me too.
That's my only gripe.
Everything else has pretty much stayed the same except for our non-resident annual park permits, which those are $60 for the annual and $30 for the duplicate.
Yep.
Which I was really glad to see those rates go up for the non-resident.
I think that's going to help a bunch over at Big Mac.
Yeah.
Should raise a lot of revenue, but anybody that balks at the price from out of state, then fine, go home. We don't need you.
Well, it's one of those things that if anybody has traveled to another state from Nebraska, you know that our fees are one of the very lowest, you know,
and
more reasonable.
If you're hunting in another state.
Yep.
It's always, and it's not just Colorado or just Wyoming, it's all over the country, but if you're a resident, your hunting permits are reasonably inexpensive, but if you go out of state, man, they can pop you.
Yes, they can.
There's some years where I'll have $1,000 worth of tags in my pocket, and I'm going to go into maybe two states.
Right.
It's ridiculous. So.
Yep.
What else we got? I hear music coming back up, which means we're about out of time, Julie.
Well, in January, too, we have our big game meeting scheduled across Nebraska, where the biologists will discuss big game harvest results, season structures. They'll take questions on several topics, including how we manage the deer, depredation, permits, antlerless harvest, trophy management, disease.
I'd be interested in seeing how we fared, particularly the northeast part of the state, with the EHD outbreak we had.
Right.
So, all right. I hear the music, which means we're out of time. Thanks again for coming in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
You got to run off and do a bird thing.
I got to go count birds now.
Okay. So that's it, folks, for this week. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.